This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God can exceed our prayer request. I've often heard the saying, you can't dream a big enough dream for God to answer. And each time I would hear this saying, I'd feel hopeful in the moment, but quite honestly, I would also feel a little bit of guilt because I would think, well, I have so much to be thankful for. Maybe I should just be content with what I have. But Hannah's story teaches me differently. Hannah was married to Elkanah, who, as the scriptures say, loved her very much, even though she was a barren woman. Now, Elkanah had one other wife named Peninnah, who had several children for him. So as Hannah would pray to God for a child, Peninnah would taunt and tease her a lot. One day, Hannah went to the tabernacle to pray, and as she was praying and crying so profusely, a priest thought she was drunk, so he condemned her. Peninnah teased her, the priest condemned her, but God understood her. Even though he had blessed Hannah with a husband who loved her dearly, he also understood that she was not content with just that. So Hannah prayed for a child, but God would ultimately bless her with Samuel, who would become the first prophet of Israel, plus three more sons and two daughters. So he delivered beyond her wildest dreams. The words that I will use to teach me are, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, get radical with your prayer request and see how God responds.